Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
I invite you to mute as we join together in singing the opening hymn, The King Shall Come, number 73. Ellie, you are muted.
Sorry about that.
Thank you. Dearly beloved, we have come together in the presence of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, to set forth his praise, to hear his holy word, and to ask for ourselves and on behalf of others those things that are necessary for our life and our salvation. And so that we may prepare ourselves in heart and mind to worship him, let us kneel in silence and with penitent and obedient hearts confess our sins, that we may obtain forgiveness by his infinite goodness and mercy. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen.
Alleluia. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
We will say together the Psalm 85, found on your insert, or the Book of Common Prayer, page 708. You have been gracious to your land, O Lord.
You have restored, the good fortune of Jacob.
You have forgiven the iniquity of your people.
And blotted out all their sins.
I will listen to what the Lord God is saying.
For he is speaking peace to his faithful
people,
and to those who turn their hearts to him.
Mercy and truth have... Oh, truly, his salvation is very near to those who fear him.
Let his glory be well in our land.
Mercy and truth have met together.
Righteousness and peace have kissed each other.
Truth shall spring up from the earth.
And righteousness shall look down from heaven.
The Lord will indeed grant prosperity.
And our land will increase.
Righteousness shall go before him.
And peace shall be a pathway for his feet.
A reading from Isaiah. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid. That she has received from the Lord's hand double all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill may be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fade. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our Lord will stand forever. Get you up to the high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arms rule for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to join me in saying together Canticle 16, the Song of Zechariah. It can be found in the Book of Common Prayer on page 92. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised us up,
a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised
to show mercy to our fathers
and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath of the Lord.
The second reading is from the second letter of Peter. Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and everything that is done on it will be disclosed. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire? But in accordance with his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please mute as you join us in singing the sequence hymn number 75, There's a Voice in the Wilderness.
Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, Son of God. As is written in the prophet Isaiah, see, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of forgiveness, of repentance, of forgiveness of sin. The people from the whole Judean countryside, now the people of Jerusalem, were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, the one that is more powerful than I am coming after me, and I'm ready to stoop down and untie the tongue out of sandals. I'll baptize you with water, but he'll baptize you with the Holy Spirit. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Last week, I played that clip of Mighty Mouse comes to save the day. This week, I've been thinking about Lassie. Lassie, get help. And, you know, the cartoon of him then on the psychiatrist's couch. But we also remember Lassie, go get help. The boy has fallen in the well. Or that medic alert, I've fallen and I can't get up. I mean, there's jokes about that, right? That we need help. We want help. We're crying out for help. And we're looking for somebody to offer that help. And this week we get that promise of help. This week we are told we are going to be given a fresh start and a new beginning. This week we are offered the hope that people who are living in desperate times have been seeking and waiting for. It starts with the words from Isaiah, comfort or comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and tell her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid. You see, Isaiah lasts over 100 years. The people were in exile for decade after decade because they had turned their back on God. They had turned to idols. They had turned to wealth and status and prestige and forgotten what they were supposed to do. And now that remnant, the faithful few, are hearing this word from Isaiah. You have paid your penalty. You have changed your behavior. You have turned back to God. And then it continues, a voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The uneven ground shall become level and the rough places a plain. And then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all people shall see it together. It's talking about all the people in diaspora, all the people who are in exile and all the other countries. Get together, make this road, this path flat, straight, wide, so that when God comes, he calls all his people back to Jerusalem. He calls all the faithful, all of his children, his elect, back into his presence, into his favor. And it says at the end, here is your God, pointing to us, giving us that hope. When we are able to do that, God is there. He has heard us, but now we have some work to do. And that's what it says in 2 Peter. So Peter writes to us, people are saying, so when? The Messiah said he would come back. When? How long do we have to wait? And Peter reminds them that God's time is not like our time. One day in our sight, 1,000 years in his sight. Time does not work the same for him. But Peter continues and he says, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of the Lord as salvation. In other words, you've got some work to do. And thank you, God, for giving us this warning, this time, for being patient with us as we get our act together. I think about college students who come home for winter break and their parents say, we're going to go to Florida for a week. And then they get a call from mom on the throughway and she says, we decided to come home a day early. We'll be there in about 2 hours. And you can see the college kids saying, uh-oh, time to clean up. And mom was doing them a favor by calling them 2 hours before they got home. God is calling us to repent, to turn back, to amend our ways, so that we will be prepared. That is our salvation. And so we thank you, God, for being patient and giving us this time to prepare, to repent, to be without spot or blemish or stain. And so today in Mark, we hear it's a new beginning. The first word of the first chapter of the first verse of Mark is the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The beginning. We are given a fresh start, new beginnings. And what does he do right after the opening word? He quotes Isaiah, the passage we just heard. See, I'm sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And so enters John the Baptist. And when John the Baptist comes, we like to talk about how he was really scruffy with this big beard and wearing a hair shirt and eating locusts and wild honey. But what he was doing, if you don't remember, he's Jesus's cousin. Luke tells us that he was born of his parents who were in very old age, but it was a promise from God. And the promise was that he was going to be the prophet who prepared the way for the Lord. But not only prepared the way, prepared the people. And so he's that voice crying out in the wilderness, it's time to prepare. And it says that the people from the Judean countryside, all the hillsides came to him at the Dead Sea. And it says all the people of Jerusalem came to him at the Dead Sea. And he's crying out, repent, repent, for the Lord is coming. And he says, I baptize you with the baptism of repentance, with water. He will come and baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And so, excuse me, John the Baptist is crying out, and he's crying out to this vast group of people and all the people from Jerusalem. So you have the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the Zealots, the scribes, the Essenes, because from the very minute that God chose his people Israel, from the very minute they came into the promised land, they started having divisions. Divisions of what's the proper way to worship our God. And the Pharisees were really strict about the law, but they held on to the hope that there was the possibility of eternal life, the possibility of resurrection, the possibility of angels in our midst. The Sadducees, even tighter about the law, follow the law. If it's not in the Bible, it's not possible. So that the angels, that that's not going to happen. And then we have the scribes who are the secretaries who say, please hold for the Pharisee, the ones who are doing the work of the Sadducees and Pharisees. And then we have the zealots who say, it's time to take over. It's time to reclaim our country. It's time to go to war. And then we have the Essenes, the people who say, you know what? We're just going to go out in the wilderness, read scripture, pray, eat simply, live simply, all of them having this different idea of what it meant to live a faithful life. And John the Baptist was calling them all together and saying, you've got some work to do, folks. You need to repent. You need to work together. We are one nation, one people. We are the faithful. And the Messiah is about to come once you prepare yourself. And once you are prepared, he promises a new start, a new beginning. He promises that you will know the presence of God. He promises that you will find the peace which passes all understanding. He promises that you will be in wonder and awe at the presence of that little baby. That you will be like those three kings who knelt before this infant and offered all of their most precious gifts. You will see the wonder of the Lord and know that you are blessed. But like all the other stories we hear today, but you got some work to do first. You need to make that path straight and smooth and level and clean. He's saying, begin again, throw off all those things that bind you, that hold you back, that hold you down, that keep you stuck. Begin again, prepare the highway to your soul, straighten out the crooked places, the places that are not quite straight. Begin again, open the door to new possibilities, new hopes, new dreams, new visions of the kingdom of God. Begin again, lift the valleys in your heart. Bring that grief, that brokenness, that pain to God in prayer so that it may be healed. Begin again and notice the ways that God is already touching the earth, touching our lives in mysterious ways. Begin again. Quiet your spirit. Open your heart. Make room. And then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the people shall see it together. Amen. I invite you to a minute of silence. I invite us to join together in the words of the Apostles' Creed, found in page 96 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Charlie, can I ask you to either turn off the phone or turn off the computer? We're getting feedback.
You know what? The phone is off. The phone is off. I know I'm getting a feedback. We're taking the phone out of the room. I don't know what's going on. I got to leave something. I shut the phone off and everything, but I did not stop the phone recording here. I know, I'm sorry. The one with the video, I think, that one will not shut up.
I'm going to invite...
Mute me, Mary.
Mary, could you lead the prayers, please?
The Lord be with you.
Yeah. And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy kingdom come,
thy will be done on earth as in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
To lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern them for them,
day by day, we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Lord, keep us from all sin today.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we put our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
And we shall never hope in vain.
Merciful God, who did send thy messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation, give us grace to heed their warning and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessing through our worship of you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers which we offer before you for all members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry they may truly and devoutly serve you, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
People is Form 3, found on page 387 or in your handout. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and
sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we all come to your heavenly
kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. We remember this morning Carson, Steve, Anne, Laura, Shelley, Ashlyn, Betty, Bob, Jerry, Julie and Ben, Cheryl, Jean, Nicole, Brian, Cheryl, Eliza Jane and family, Douglas, Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy S., John, Muriel, Heather, Andy, Jim and Marietta, Pam, Alan, Colleen, Steve, Elaine, Adrian, the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn, and the repose of the soul of Margaret Maury Scheidwild.
Prayers for Shelley to come home to her family.
For Billy, for Chris.
Hasten, O Father, the coming of thy kingdom, and grant that we, your servants, who now live by faith, may with joy behold your Son at his coming in glorious majesty, even Jesus Christ, our only mediator and advocate. Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to join with me in saying the general thanksgiving found on page 101 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for the creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life. But above all, remember the law and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of the world. Glory. And we pray. I invite you to mute as we sing our closing hymn number 76, On Jordan's Bank, the Baptist's Cry. May Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, fill you with his joy and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
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 Let us go in peace and love and serve the Lord.
Thanks. Thanks. Be to God.